In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of quarterback, you ever heard of Daryl Doucette? Legendary Daryl Doucette. He's a quarterback of Team USA.
I've never heard of this man. He played college ball somewhere? Should I know who this guy is?
He's only 5'6".
That's a no.
He's 35 years old.
Okay, no.
He'll be 39 years old when the Olympics hits Los Angeles, but he's 5'6", 140 pounds. His name's Daryl Doucette. He was speaking to DMC Sports, and he said this about NFL guys on the flag football team, including Patrick Mahomes.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
See, now that's the part. He just loses more IQ. Oh, he's got the accuracy and all that. Football IQ, that is what Mahomes is known for. He'll slide down and stay in bounds, keep the clock rolling. His football IQ is better than anybody in the NFL. Now, I will say this, Rob. Do I think that they should at least try out the flag football team? Yes, because flag football, often, how many times have we seen flag football teams beat NFL teams? You know, like former stars or whatever, in the flag football teams win because they're used to each other. They're accustomed to each other, right? They know where each other's going to be. And I think that does matter. But the fact is, there's NFL players that are hungry for a gold medal. They'll get their chance of getting one. And not only that, I think Daryl's not counting the amount of football 7-on-7 these guys play in the NFL. Yeah, it's not flags, but they're touching them. But saying a better football IQ, not buying it. He's elusive. He's 5'6", 140 pounds, little guy running around there. And flag football players, they are good, Rob. Like they have beaten NFL teams before, but those aren't the current NFL stars. Those aren't the current NFL guys going that you're playing against. I just think that Daryl's a little bit too far out there. When he mentions football IQ, he totally lost me, man.
I don't disagree with his notion that it's possible he's a better flag football player than Mahomes, because flag football is a different sport.
It is. It's a different animal.
It's just different. I'm not saying USA will struggle or that USA shouldn't take NFL players. I'm not saying those things, but I could see how if you said Daryl Doucette and Patrick Mahomes both starting a flag football game tomorrow, there might be a little bit of a learning curve for Patrick Mahomes. But I have no doubt he would pick it up pretty quick, and the minute he picked it up, he's better than Daryl Doucette.
And that, the one thing is, you hit the screen. Usually your quarterback can scramble a lot. I mean, that's kind of what you need because you're on the run a lot in flag football. But saying you have a higher football IQ, not buying that. I mean, just the accuracy, what he has going on, the way he processes the game, much different.
Now, did he mean flag football IQ?
He didn't say that.
He said
football IQ.
If he meant IQ or the flag game, again, possible he's right, but
it's a different game.
Do you want to see the flag football team and the next Olympics take NFL guys, or do you want to see it be like flag football players?
Because whoever's best.
The equivalent is like Team USA for basketball in the last Olympics. The 3-on-3 team was just guys. Like it was just Jimmer Fredette was the most notable name. I know he played college ball, but yeah, and they were embarrassing. I imagine the next Olympics they're going to put real NBA players in the 3-on-3 team, and it's going to be game on. That's kind of how I feel about the flag football. Are we going to mess around and have Daryl Doucettes of the world and not get gold in our own sport? That would be nonsensical.
Nah, should they have the right to try out for? Yeah, sure. Try out for the team. And if you're good enough, you should be on the team. But you kidding me? Taking someone like Justin Jefferson, there's always that talk too about the injuries. You don't want to see the injuries. But if if you had like a Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase there at your wide receivers, you know, you had Mahomes back there just airing it out to him all the time. Like, that would be tough for any country to beat in flag football. And I get it. Flag football is its own animal. But Darryl Doucette's 5'6". But let's be honest with you. Seen these NFL guys go for gold? Like, Mahomes has his Super Bowl ring. Can you imagine him with the gold medal, too? I'd love to see it. I want to see the NFL players in this. Wish they're playing tackle football, though, not flag football. Because I've seen guys get hurt. Remember Robert Edwards? Remember that name?
Patriots running back.
Yeah, he had 1,000 yards his rookie year.
He was playing beach football, though. That's a little – it was flag football, but they were playing on a beach. It's not the exact same.
At the Pro Bowl.
In Hawaii, I know.
Yeah, and he got hurt. I mean, NFL GMs may not want to see this because of the high-priced quarterbacks.
I mean this seriously. At quarterback, the injury risk seems relatively low.
It does.
Because, like, most injuries at quarterback happen when you get tackled. Like, when was the last time we saw a quarterback scrambling around and just blew out a knee? It can happen, but I feel like if you're going to take NFL players, you should take them at quarterback.
Yeah. So, you know what? Text line says if NFL players want to play flag football, they should at least play for 2 years. Well, I'll remind you, they're playing 7-on-7 a lot within training camp. They have a lot of just receivers going against defensive backs. I mean, they do this in the NFL. I'm all for them playing, but you want the other guys to try out? Sure. You take who's better. Honestly, if the flag football team is really that good, some of those guys deserve to be on the team. If they can beat out the NFL challenger, sure. I just think they should take the best of the best and not worry about the rest. Should the other guys be on the team? Sure.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.